Jerry Bader Show, 925. It's so doggone nice of Democrats to care so much about Republicans, isn't it? Yesterday, an assembly committee forwarded a bill that would change, make fair, the process by which people could complain about Native American mascots. This is being labeled as racist by Democrats and tribal leaders alike. This isn't the way you're going to win elections. Well, then why don't you love it? Why don't you love that they're doing this then? That one person could complain, and then the district would have to prove that it's that the logo is not offensive. How does that work? Really, that one person doesn't like something. If one person doesn't like the logo of a high school for any reason, should they be able to have them change it? It's preposterous. Dave from, and by the way, before I take Dave's call, I do not think this is going to hurt Republicans at all in the upcoming election cycle. Dave from Oshkosh. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I love your show. Don't always agree with you, but you always make me think. Concerning mascots, which I consider to actually honor Native Americans, we're on a slippery slope. If we decide to do these things, then maybe we should work at eliminating all references to Native Americans. Let's get rid of towns like Fond du Lac, street names, Dakota, Cherokee. Let's make Tomahawk change the city name. What about Chicago or the Shawamiga National Forest? If we're going to go this way, then by golly, we ought to go all the way. We're on a slippery slope here. This entire issue is absolutely ridiculous. And these mascots honor Native Americans. And I'm sorry, but this is a bad slippery slope. I'll listen off the air, Jerry.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call. Ed, you forgot Sheboygan, Oshkosh, Shawnee, Outagamie, Ozaukee. I'm pretty sure those are all Indian names. The reality is, and this is why Democrats and tribal leaders are freaking out over this, there is not this huge outcry. This is not going to hurt Republicans at all, because public opinion polls show most people aren't bothered by this, irrespective of race, and most Native Americans aren't. It's the tribal leaders that have a fit over this. By the way, there's a really stupid quote I have to share with you. But first, back to the phones, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Rick on the road. Rick, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Jerry. One thing that I do watch on television all the time is the polling results. And if you watch county by county, the Menominee tribe is, when they come up with a Republican-Democrat vote, you'll see zero votes for a Republican, 100% for Democrat. So it doesn't accomplish anything. I have to agree with you. It is not going to hurt a Republican at all.
See, that's a good point, Rick, because those constituencies, those minority constituencies that are already heavily Democrat, they have bought into the fact that Democrats are their friends. And this is the point where I think Mitt Romney was right. We're not going to sway them anyway.
Correct.
You know, and you don't sway minorities by kowtowing to them. Thanks a lot for the call. Take more calls on this after the news. And I've got to share some more of this story with you and some of the idiotic things that were said. I do not think this is going to hurt Republicans. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.